we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Rocket Man finished third at the weekend box office. $25 million. Doesn't seem real high, but I don't know if it's going to be that blockbuster
right.
that Bohemian Rhapsody was. Now, the director of Rocket Man wants to do a Madonna movie next. So, okay.
Oh.
All right. Sure. Why not? That's going to be the thing now. Biopics on musical artists.
Boy
that's
George,
be,
too.
Yeah. Which I think would be interesting. Actually, Madonna would be interesting. Her story's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, okay.
How come they don't do movies about the Stones?
I know.
I mean, when
They've
you
done
talk
about documentaries, but not.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
When you talk about the Beatles and all the movies about the Beatles.
I know.
And documentaries and stuff like that.
I know. It's very true, Mike. Why don't you talk to somebody?
You know somebody.
You know,
in the movie business.
Didn't we give them a good idea once and didn't do it? But okay. Fine.
And then somebody else picked up the idea and they're doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm thinking, I know, do something. Do something about the Stones. You're right. Still not exactly clear why Adam Levine left The Voice, but he is leaving The Voice. Walked away from about $30 million, by the way, in doing that. He had previously signed for two more seasons, but he said, I don't want to do it anymore. So, and it's too bad because, you know, that's good money.
He has that new show.
Could have bought. He does have a new show as well, but I'm still surprised. I don't know. With he had that, like I say, it signed for two more seasons. But
what's
you
that
know,
like to be able to be able to walk away?
I know, especially
from
when,
a job where you just sit there and listen.
Yeah, and flip. Your
I mean,
chair.
I know there's more than that.
You don't even have to flip your chair.
No,
it's just you push a button.
You could actually just fall asleep.
Yeah, I know. And $30 million, he could have bought himself another shirt too. So, but whatever. So yeah, he is done with that. If you're, well, listen, Legally Blonde 3 movie fans, people have wondered, people love Reese Witherspoon. Well, it's happening. Legally Blonde 3, and there's already a script for it.
Really?
There are a bunch of people that are on board. They're doing it, but they haven't shot anything yet. So if you're waiting for that one, it is happening.
This is a franchise that...
Yes.
Okay.
And it's official. Robert Pattinson will be the next Batman. Interesting. It's not doing theaters till 2021. But what does it even matter anymore? There's so many Batmans now. That's why I don't like it. Because I just don't... There should be a Batman. You could do it. I could do it at this point. All you have to do is, you know, speak gruffly.
Yeah.
And you're behind a mask anyhow. It doesn't matter.
Can Robert do that?
Yeah. I'm Batman. That's all.
He's still got glitter on his face.
Yeah. Cut. That's great, Bob. We're going to move you along.
I think that would be pretty funny. A Batman with an average guy, you know, like a dad bod in that suit.
Yeah, Batman. I can't. You know what? This thing ain't fitting me anymore. I had too
many. The belt's a little crooked.
Yeah. I had too many brats. I'm sorry. Dad man.
Okay.
Too many brats. That's your painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.